Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is the Miracle Man and the Preacher Man Show. And welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Preacher and the Miracle Man for Wednesday night, May 2nd, 2018. And I'm your host for tonight, the Miracle Man. We're going to have a special guest come on at 7 o'clock on the show. And who knows? It just might be the Preacher Man. Or it might not be. If it's the Preacher Man, he's going to tell me why his Dr. Pepper is so much better than my Coke. I'm going to show him. Wow. As in fact, I have let's see. Whoops. I was trying to get it so that you could hear the fizz. Sorry. A Coca-Cola from McDonald's, which is in fact the best drink ever. The best soda ever, actually, you know. And it's awesome. I love it. It's Coca-Cola Company out of Atlanta, Georgia, one of the fine cities in America. Beautiful city. Known for traffic congestion and some stuff like that, but it isn't super far away from some mountains. And so that's also, that's pretty nice. I'm here at McDonald's, and since we have our special guest coming on board at 7 o'clock tonight, I figured I'd have a lot of fun, talk about sports and stuff like that first, and then have our special guest come on and talk to us. And then I figured right after that, we'd get into the Word of the Lord. Because I don't want to open the Word and then get interrupted. And I am going to explain, you know, how to get in touch with the show. And I don't want to wait until after we do sports and that to do it either. And I don't want to rush through the Word either, because I want to do it right. So I figured for tonight, since we have a special guest coming on at 7, I figured that we would just do it a little bit different. If that's okay with those of you who are listening. And totally okay with me, and your listening shows me that it's okay with you, so that's what we'll do for tonight. But then this morning outside it was actually raining a little bit and then kind of cloudy, but then it warmed up and the sun came out, and it turned out to be another beautiful day. Temperatures once again rose up into the high 70s, low 80s around the region, and then down into Flint and Detroit. Unfortunately, for tomorrow, we have a bit of a setback. It's predicted at this point for us that we're going to be stuck in the high 50s for tomorrow with some rain showers and cloud cover. And then further to the south, though, it will warm up a bit more, but they'll have more thunderstorms down into Flint, Detroit, Ann Arbor, places like that. North will probably be like us, 50s. And then for Friday, we'll have any rain showers should cease by noon at the latest, they're saying. And then the sun should come out and we should go back to a high in the low to mid 70s. And then Saturday should be another nice day, high in the low 70s. And then Sunday, it should back off into the 60s. So after the rain tomorrow, as we head towards the weekend, Saturday in particular looks to be really nice, as it is now May in Michigan. And I think it's going to be a lot better than April turned out to be, because the first 2 weeks of April, when it came to the weather, especially, the first 2 weeks in April killed the month when it came to temperatures. It was very cold. We had that ice storm and all that. That just killed the month for Saginaw and Flint both. Saginaw had their coldest April on record, as did Flint. I can't speak for Midland because Midland doesn't have a station that keeps wet records for like a long period. So you have to go with MBS and then Flint. But May so far is off to a much better start. And it was looking, it was sounding to me as recently as a couple of weeks ago that some meteorologists were saying, I'd read something online and they had said that the 5th through the 19th of May was supposed to be a rather cold period by May standards. No, it wasn't going to be like the ice storm or any of that like from April, but it was going to be cooler than average for May. However, so far, that's not the case. So we'll wait to see what happens. And so it's been beautiful. And related to this nice weather and stuff is Cedar Point opening on Saturday of this week, May 5th. The big ride coming on board this year is Steel Vengeance, which is a hybrid coaster. It's partially steel and partially wooden. Should be a much smoother ride than the old Mean Streak was. It's a good 3 minutes long, 70 miles an hour. 180 feet, I believe. Lots of airtime. If you want airtime, you're going to get it on this ride. I can guarantee it. And as I said yesterday, impossibly going to go in late June. So possible looking at something like that. But anyhow, it's in Sandusky, Ohio. Can get tickets and other information at cedarpoint.com. You can also purchase tickets for a discounted rate at your local Meijer store. And Cedar Point is America's rock and roller coaster, as they always say. Back in the 90s, they used to call it the amazement park. And I actually agree. Because I feel like every time I go there, it doesn't get any more boring every year when I go. If anything, it maybe actually gets better. Because they're always looking for ways to up their game. That's why every couple of years or so they get a new roller coaster. And they invest in their stuff. That's why they have such great attendance. They just run it well when it comes to keeping the rides up and stuff. But it's awesome. And after Memorial Day, their Cedar Point Shores Water Park will open. I generally skip the water park, though, when I go to Cedar Point, as it is a separate paid attraction. And let me just look at the time. Okay. So I want to talk to you guys about something. Mother's Day is on Sunday, May 13th. I really want to encourage you to please find a way to spend some time with your mother, either on Mother's Day or real close to then, because let me say something plain and true, plain and simple. If it were not for our mothers, we wouldn't have been born. I mean, that's the way it is. Our mothers gave birth to us. They cared for us when they were little, washed our wounds, took us or had us taken to the hospital if we got hurt bad enough that we needed that. They reminded us that our mothers, my mom reminded me that a bed is not a trampoline. Okay, not necessarily my mom, but if you were a kid who jumped on your bed a lot, I'm sure your mother told you of that. And your father, possibly. Sometimes you'd ask to eat, well, I would ask to go to McDonald's or Burger King or whatever. And then sometimes mom would say no, but other times she would agree and would take me. And I'm even talking about back when she used to eat that stuff. But sometimes she didn't want to eat there. She wanted to eat somewhere else. That was kind of quirk, but she would take me and Ray there sometimes if that's what we wanted. And they'll help us with schoolwork. They'll my mom would pray with me and Ray on our way to school. For example, Ray used to go to a Christian school here in Midland. Me, Mom, and Ray used to pray together in the car as we were driving on the roads here in town on the way taking Ray to school. And we'd have these confessions we would make. I'm loved, received, and accepted. I have a belt of truth around my waist. And all that. And then later on, when I graduated from high school and then graduated from college, she was there to congratulate me for that. She was also there for me when I needed discipline. My mom's still there for me when I need advice, and she'll talk to me. And I love going to her and my dad's place down in Clarkston. And I was fortunate enough to have a mother who was spirit-filled and loved Jesus, who cared about me and Ray. For a lot of years, my mom was single, and she raised me and Ray for like 12 years. I don't know how she could have done it without the grace of God. So, feel that all of us who are born, we all owe our mothers a great deal of gratitude. So, I would suggest that you do something real nice for your mom. That could mean just spending time with them. If you're really far away from them or something, just call them. Send them something. I know it's not supposed to be about the material things, but you got to let them know you care. You really should give them a card. You really should. As mothers are the women who give birth to us, our mothers. And they're protectors. And so we should always give honor and respect to our mothers. And those of you kids listening who are under 18, you really should obey your, you really need to obey your parents and your mom. When your mom tells you to not do this, don't do that, obey. And really is a good idea for adults to get advice from mom and dad. Quite honestly, please be grateful to your mom for Mother's Day. Get them something nice. Take them out to lunch or dinner or breakfast if that's what you want to do. Make something if that's what you want to do. It doesn't have to be food. Maybe you might make him some art thing for him. But Mother's Day is coming, and I just thought I'd encourage you with that. Get some flowers. Get them something they can be your mom can be proud of. Now, sports. Dun 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 dun. In baseball, the Tigers have actually played two games since our last broadcast. In game number one last night, the Tigers were able to eke out a win against the Tampa Bay Rays by a score of 3-2 and a walk-off solo home run. And then today, the Tigers played against the Tampa Bay Rays again in Detroit. And the Tigers won by the same score. They were down 2-1. Then Scott, then McCann hit a home run for us in the seventh inning to tie the game at 2-2. After that, it stayed 2-2 until the 12th inning. In the 12th inning, there was already a guy on base, and then the Tigers went off a walk-off squeeze as Johnny Hicks hit the bat, and he was able to get us over the top. As once again, your Tigers win 3-2. You may ask, what's next for the Tigers? Tigers begin a series in Kansas City tomorrow at 2:10 is game time. You can listen to it on AM.
Do you
want to
pause the show?
You can listen to it on
Rivers, you want me to end the show?
I think I'll be okay.
Thanks, sir.
Yeah.
Can I do anything?
I'm okay.
Okay.
You can listen to it on AM 790 WSGW or on 104.9 WQBX. In other areas, please check local listings as the game will be on both radio and TV. And this will be a four-game series. After that, they will go to Dallas to take on the Texas Rangers. Actually, it will be Arlington, but DFW area. And so with that, we will go to some basketball. Last night in basketball, the Cleveland Cavaliers had to come from behind, but they were able to beat the Toronto Raptors in Toronto. Let's go 108-104. And LeBron James was spectacular as he had a triple-double with over 25 points and a good amount of rebounds and steals as they won 108-104 in Toronto. Game two is in a couple days. Tonight, the Astros start a series as they look to continue their winning ways. And someone was asking me earlier today how I felt about who I want to win the whole NBA Finals. And here's essentially what I told him. I basically said this. Cleveland won it back in 2016. And then last year, the Golden State Warriors won it. I don't want Golden State to win it this year. And I do think that LeBron is a bit cocky. That doesn't mean I don't like him. LeBron is awesome. But I want Cleveland. I want Houston to win it this year. Houston is a team that plays with heart. And they have some great players. They're hard fighters. They are fundamentally sound. And as they always say, you know, you don't want to mess with Texas. You don't want to mess with Texas. No, you don't. You never want to mess with Texas. And so it makes, you know, they got one of the best teams. And then in hockey news, the Predators were beaten last night by the Winnipeg Jets by a score of 5-4 after leading the game 3-0. The Jets came back and scored. As the series is now 2-1 in favor of the Jets. And game four is tomorrow, I believe. Quite honestly, I do think the Jets are going to win the series. I don't think the Predators are going to end up winning the series. Quite honestly, I think it's just people were surprised that Nashville was able to win that game in double overtime a couple days ago. So ultimately, it should be 3-0. I think Nashville is going to lose it in 6. And so, wait, why is it showing me it's only 30 minutes? It's almost.
What?
No, watch, it's going to disconnect me.
It did. I knew that was going to happen. Fix it.